It is hard to walk down the street in a big city like New York, say, and not be tempted by a slice of pizza or a deli sandwich. Turns out foods like those are among the biggest contributors of sodium to our diets. So today, the New York City Health Department put in place a new rule aimed at reducing the amount of salt consumed in that city. NPR's Allison Aubrey is here to talk about the new regulation and the health risks for all Americans of consuming too much salt. Hello, Allison.
Hi there, Kelly.
So tell us about the new rules in New York.
Sure. Well, all chain restaurants with 15 or more locations are being told that they need to make a change to their menus and their menu boards to basically highlight items that contain a lot of salt. So if an item or a combo meal exceeds 2,300 milligrams of sodium, which is the most any of us are supposed to be eating in a given day, it will be marked with a little icon of a salt shaker right there on the menu. And restaurants are also being told to post sodium information in the spots where people order. So in a fast food restaurant, that would be the counter.
So when the restaurants did this with calories, you know, I have some awareness about, like, how many calories are bad.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have much awareness about how much salt is bad.
Right.
How's
well,
this work?
The daily recommended limit is 2,300 milligrams a day. The typical American consumes about 3,300 milligrams a day. Mm. So it's safe to say that most Americans are consuming too much salt.
Okay. So if you see that salt icon, just don't get it. Basically, is that
the
message?
If you see it, what it means is that, hey, what you're about to eat contains as much sodium as you're supposed to be eating in an entire day.
New York is the first city to put this kind of rule into place. I mean,
that's
what's
right.
their motivation here?
Well, I spoke to the deputy commissioner at the New York City Department of Health. Her name is Sonia Angel. You'll hear from her in just a moment. And she basically says that, you know, too few people understand that too much sodium can lead to high blood pressure, which can then increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
The majority of salt in our diet doesn't come from what we're adding at the table. It's not coming from the salt shaker. It's already in the food when we purchase it. That includes restaurant foods, and that makes restaurants a really important place to give people guidance and understanding about how they might be making decisions, if they choose to do so, that might protect their health and their heart.
Now, I should say, it's not clear at all that these sodium warnings will have an immediate effect. I mean, you don't just change people's behavior overnight.
Right.
But the health department hopes that people will, you know, kind of stop and think about how much salt they're consuming.
Do they think people are going to be surprised? I mean, we know that French fries are salty, right? But,
right.
like, to see other dishes that
Absolutely.
Have the little icon?
Some of the surprising foods that add the most sodium to our diets include pizza, soups, the cold cuts and cured meats on deli sandwiches. In fact, the American Heart Association says these are part of the surprising salty six. I'm looking at an infographic here of a deli sandwich. And once you add up the salt in the bread, the cheese, the slices of turkey, you're easily up to about 1,500 milligrams of sodium, which is more than half of the daily recommended limit. Now, if you're in New York City and you order the sandwich with, say, chips and a pickle as part of a combo, that likely adds up to this 2,300 milligrams. So you're going to see that little salt shaker warning.
Yet another thing that we have to watch out for. Thanks.
Sorry about that, Kelly.
That's NPR's Allison Aubrey. Thank you.
Thank you.